The point is that we have to realize and understand that we're looking for somebody to blame. But the real thing is, you know, we were a Tisha B'Av. Yesterday, I got, I think yesterday, I saw something on the internet from Iton Haaretz, giving a list, I told you, giving a list of the restaurant open in Tel Aviv on Tisha B'Av evening. And you know, I saw the discussion there, as I told you yesterday. And it's a shame that we got to this level. The point is, if we are not connected to the Torah, if we don't go in the right way, we are really not doing our job. Because our job is to be the light for the whole world. We're supposed not to love only each other. We're supposed to love also the Goyim. We're supposed to love every human being on earth. But before we do this, we have to love ourselves. We have to love each other in our nation. And as long as people will hate each other, then we'll have a problem. As long as people have this sinat chinam, and because this was the destruction of the temple. And as we said, the main destruction, the main fire was today. That's why by the Ashkenazim that only eat meat and start all the normal behavior only after noon, in the afternoon. The Sfaradim, some of them only in the evening. Because the flame, the main flames were today, the main burning. So why did we do it yesterday? Because the idea is to wake up and understand that who is to blame? We are to blame. Because of us, the temple is not here. And if we don't change our way and start loving each other, it won't be here. So now it's our job to start changing things. So we hear terrible things happening. And we're looking for somebody to blame. So we blame the government, and we blame the Shar HaBitachon, and we blame everybody. The point is that the basic thing is the world hates us because we don't do our job. And our job is to keep the world. And the only way to keep the world is when we go in the way of the Torah. As we said in the past, if the Goyim would have understood and realized the power of the temple, they would come and build it by themselves. Because the temple, Beis HaMikdash, was really spreading the good to the whole world. And the minute it's destructed, it's evil everywhere. Because nothing is functioning as it should be. And you can look around and see it. And then the only way is to fix ourselves. And when we fix ourselves and start behaving like proud Jews, then you will see that everybody will say, wow, look at this, Am Chacham Venavon, look at this clever nation. Look at them. But it's only if we get in the way of the Torah. And the basic of everything is V'ahavta l'racha kamocha. If we don't understand and realize this, nothing will help. And our parsha is also a pasuk, V'yadata hayom v'ashevot ha'elevavecha. There is a lot being told about the heart, which is also connected to love. Our relationship with God is a very interesting relationship. On one side, it's like a relationship of a father with his son. From the other side, it's like a man and a woman, a love story. That is Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is a love story between Knesset Israel, Am Israel, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there is nothing closer than it's this intimate situation between a man and his wife. So in other words, our connection with God is not only a connection of father and son. It's more. It's a love story. That's the way it's supposed to be. But unfortunately, that's not what's happening.
But so beautiful, you say like this, but how many people hear this? You know, that's why I said there is no leaders. Leaders like to talk like you and to other people to hear this. Because what they hear only nonsense. There is no leader, rabbinic leader, that comes to the people and spread this. you know.
So that's why I'm saying that each one of us has to try and do the things in this world. If they ask me to talk, I go to talk wherever they ask me, and I try to spread the message. But you know, this is a job of each one of us to do in his circle, in his family, in his, and that's the way it starts. You know, if we wait for somebody else to do it, nobody will do it.
He say his family, because when he begin to say some things for our children, not everybody, but all, they don't agree. They fight to.
They discuss. But discuss because they bother them.
Because of what?
They bother.
Yeah, of course.
Because if somebody doesn't care.
If he doesn't care, that's the biggest problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
It bothers.
So
and I begin to be angry because I say don't push. Don't
she wants me to control. Okay, but this is nothing to do.
Yes. But
I want to ask another question. A few shurim away, I don't remember, maybe the last one, you said about this rabbis.
Yes.
They say they homosexual.
Yeah.
How you can love like people like this? How you can love? You say we have to love everyone. How you can love people like this that are
written,
our
there is a famous story in the Gemara about one of the rabbis, don't remember the name, that he had neighbors that were big sinners. So he was praying for them to die. So his wife is asking him, why do you pray for them to die? He says, they are sinners. He says, it's written, Itamu chataim min haaretz. What is Itamu chataim min haaretz? That sin will get out of the land. Itamu, it will finish. There won't be any sin in the land. He says, it's written, Itamu chataim, lo chotim, the sin, not the sinner. In other words, you pray that the sin will go away and they will do tshuva. And don't pray for them to die. So he changed his prayer and prayed for them to do tshuva, and they did tshuva. So in other words, you love the person, you love the human being. You don't have to love what he does. He said, we're talking about avat free love, avat chinam. What is avat chinam? What's the meaning of free love? Free love, avat chinam, means that I don't have to pay for it also. I don't have to pay for it. In other words, it should be free. Not for me compromising my ideas. That's not avat chinam. That's being stupid. I can disagree with you and still love you. I don't agree with your way, but I still love you as a human being. Because in each one of us, there is a good seed. And so, if our approach will be loving each other, even if we have different opinion,
very.
It is difficult. I'm not saying it's easy. It depends. But that's the attitude.
These guys who goes and say that it's about are making a promise to the poor Arabs, the Palestinians, and this and that. I cannot love them. Shalom Achshav. I can love people like Shalom Achshav. I can love Tzipi.
I didn't say it's easy. I didn't say it easy. It's easy. But we have a problem. I'm saying, but you have to make the definition. You disagree with what they say.
Ah, yes. Disagree.
With what they say, and you will fight against it.
I cannot accept what they say.
You don't accept what they say, but you have to try to love them as human beings. That's our job. It's not a chokhmah to love somebody that agrees with you.
Now, of course,
that's very easy.
Yeah.
The difficult thing, that's avat chinam. That's loving somebody even if you don't like what he says. It doesn't mean that you agree with him.
I know.
That sometimes people mix this thing. You don't agree with him.
Listen, let's go a step farther. You and like me don't like the people who speaks in the shul. during davening, during religion. Okay, I don't agree with them. This doesn't mean that I hate them.
Yeah.
Because they are Jews who come to the shul anyway, and they do wrong things.
Okay.
But it's not the same with this guy who makes things against all the Jews. Not only some of them or something, you know. You cannot love this guy.
I understand what you say.
It's more...
I understand what you say. I didn't say that I'm at the level
of
loving them.
I go another farther. You love this guy who killed all the family, the Arab who killed all the family now? No, I have to love him like a human being. He's not even a human being in my definition.
That's what I'm saying.
He's an animal.
You have to understand and realize that at the end of the way, we have to love everybody. It's not easy. Sometimes it's very difficult. And sometimes we are not successful with it. I don't tell you that I love. There are people, I hate all those Michiganers. I hate them. But that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to separate, and let's put it another way. God wants us to find the good in human being. But sometimes, you have to understand the Torah is not stupid. The Torah doesn't agree with a lot of things. There is a law. If you go against the law, okay, so you have to finish your life here. If somebody comes to kill you, the Torah tells you, Haba le'orgecha, ashkem le'orgo, you kill him. But you see, the idea is, you don't have to do it with hate. You do it because God wants you to do it. The same way as you do a mitzvah, not because you want it, you want to do it, because God tells you to do it. See, Avraham Avinu was being asked to take his son. This is an act that nobody can understand. What is Avraham Avinu doing? If God is asking me, I'm doing it. That's the love at the highest level that can be.
How many people today will do this?
What I'm saying, it's not easy, but we have to understand that, you see, if we say, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, what's going to be the end?
Only hate.
So I say, no, I love everybody. I love everybody. But in every generalization, there are parts that are sometimes rotten. And if they're rotten to a level that you cannot accept it, yes, so you have to kill them. Definitely. It doesn't contradict what I'm saying.
No, of course. The parsha in the end.
That's the same way. That this rebbe was davening that they will do tshuva, and if they wouldn't do tshuva, so you had to find a way to deal with it. It's not an easy thing. A murderer has to pay for what he did. Definitely. And you cannot run, a country where somebody kills somebody who is a killer to punish the one who killed the killer.
Like this says.
From the other side, if our base is, I hate the Arabs, you will never have peace. You will never achieve the goal. I don't hate Arabs. I hate terrorists. If you understand the difference.
I understand the difference, but
it's not easy.
I'm
not saying.
I don't know where is the limit. Where is the rule?
I'm saying, this but if point. I think I'm not talking about
there are Arabs and where they are terrorists.
Yeah, but if we agree that we should love everybody, with exceptions, okay? But there are exceptions. There are always exceptions. But if we agree to love everybody, generally, then the world will look different. But if we try, we hate everybody. Do you think you're going to change anything? It's going to get any worse. You see what our neighbors are doing. They're killing each other. We see what's happening with us. People talking against us from us. That's sin'at chinam.
That's right. Yeah.
How do you change it?
This is what
the Torah tells you, there's only one way. A'avat chinam. What is avat chinam? To love somebody who agrees with me, we agreed already, it's not chokhmah. So who do I have to love? Those who don't agree with me. Of course, everything to a certain level. Again, we are not Christians. If somebody gives you a punch, you don't show him the other cheek. You give him a punch back. No doubt about it. You see, they took it to an extreme. And what came from this extreme? Through the history, they did so much terrible things in the name of this Jesus. They killed people. They tortured people. How does it go with show your other cheek? How does it go with it? Doesn't go. So what's going on here? It's all from the outside.
And the Muslim is not the same story.
Who?
The Muslim.
Of course, the Muslim that they tell you are in front. They've got no problem.
They say that they are the rights and everyone is wrong and they have to kill them.
Okay. So you see.
If you don't convert.
In other words, the only way to fix things is the way of the Torah. And the Torah is telling you, do you know what it is? The basic thing
get
is.
Get rid of them.
They have to. Telling you also.
Yes.
What is the first thing when you do when you go to Eretz Yisrael? Get rid of all the goyim.
Yeah.
Why? Because if you want to fix a new nation, if you want to fix a new society, you have to get rid from all the rotten parts.
So we can.
But it's nothing. It doesn't mean that you hate.
Not?
That's exactly the point. It doesn't mean that you hate them.
Yeah. Okay. But listen.
Because you see. Some of the people think that the Torah is telling us to do, they look very cruel. They look like hatred. They don't look like love. But the Torah doesn't tell you hate the guy. It tells you to kill him in a certain way. It tells you to
listen what the Israel teach us from here in Israel. Okay? When the Arabs kill us all the time from 1920 till 1948. All the time they kill us, and we didn't do. We defend ourselves, but we didn't do anything till the 48. A group in 48, not the all, a group for them begin to kill the Arabs like they killed us, and they till today they remember how terrible. But this was a born a respect because they only the Arabs understand only one way. This is his way to live. You are powerful, I have to respect you.
Yep.
I don't have to love you, but I have to respect you. But we lost all the things.
Yep.
Again,
because you don't do what the Torah is telling us to do.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm saying, when I'm saying for the other side, the Torah doesn't tell us to hate them.
No, okay, but you have to get rid
yeah.
of them.
Yes, but you have to make, see, we
so do, how you get rid of them?
You see, when you, sometimes you see, Aaron HaKohen, Ohev Shalom veRodef Shalom. What is Ohev Shalom? Loves peace. What is Rodef Shalom?
Yeah.
Chase peace? What, you chase peace? You chase your enemy, not peace. But that's exactly what Aaron was doing. Sometimes you have to chase people in order to have peace. In other words, sometimes you have to kill people in order to have peace.
Yeah, but listen, in the Egel Azar, what happened with Aaron?
What happened?
He helped them build the and there the Mefarshim tell that before one under, I don't remember his name, he was against and they killed him, so Aaron was afraid and he thought
What he was afraid, not for himself, he was afraid for Am Yisrael,
yeah,
because he was afraid if they're going to kill him that they're going to be punished in a way there is nothing to do, so he thought what can I do in order not to bring Am Yisrael to this situation? So he told them, bring gold. He didn't like really wanted to them to worship and hold them. We understand it.
Anyway,
it's a whole issue.
Was punished,
yeah, of course, because he had a part in it. He had a part in it.
So what Hashem expect from him to do?
What Hashem expect Moshe to do when he hit the rock?
Not to hit, to talk.
So what was so terrible hitting the rock?
What expect
what was so terrible hitting the rock?
Because he made Chilul
Hashem. I want water from the table.
Because he makes Chilul Hashem.
I know. What Chilul Hashem is there exactly? It's not so simple what you're saying. I'll tell you why. I asked the chair to give me water. Is it going to give me water?
If Hashem told you to do, he will feel
I'm now. Is there a difference? Is the
what
is a bigger?
You think?
No. You understand what I'm saying? If I'm going to hit the chair. Is there any different?
No.
So what's the difference if you hit the rock or you talk to the rock?
No, there is a difference. Somebody commands you to do it.
Yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand it this way because he told him to take the stick with him. Why didn't he tell him to take the stick with him? So Moshe Rabbeinu talked to the rock and hit the rock. Why? Because last time, what did he do? Hit the rock. Forgot. Okay, the first time he hit the rock in order to break the water.
So, in other words,
the Ora Chaim HaKadosh explains it, that Moshe Rabbeinu really was trying to go in between and do everything. So it will be no Chilul Hashem, and it will do exactly what God wants him to do. But he didn't know. Because from one side, God tells him to take the stick. From other side, tells him to talk with the rock. And so what did he do? He hit the rock and talked with the rock.
Both.
Yes. But God told him, you know, at your level, I'm sorry. You did a mistake. Maybe if you would do it, you will do a great mitzvah. But Moshe Rabbeinu was at a different level.
And Aaron?
Aaron the same. The same thing.
But what he expect Hashem to do? What did Mefoshim explain? What he should do?
With a golden calf?
Yeah, what he should do.
He wanted them to wait for the tomorrow morning when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come.
Yeah, but they didn't listen.
Because he knew that. Yeah, but he tried to delay.
Yeah, okay.
But they were so.
Yeah. Okay,
in a few minutes they brought everything.
What he should do, then he would not be punished by Hashem, and he will not be killed by the people.
Well,
what he would do, what he should do, that Hashem wouldn't punish him because he do the right thing, and the people wouldn't kill him because he wasn't in between. So what the Mefoshim explain? What he should do?
No, the Afarim explain why Aaron did what he did.
Only explain what he did.
Yes,
and that's the
answer. No.
Okay, so this is the point.
If God, by the way, didn't punish Aaron not going into Eretz Israel because of the golden calf, but because of Mei Meriva, the same thing that Moshe did.
But he didn't do anything.
No, he was there with him.
Only what? Because he win?
Yes.
He should say, don't.
It's Al Asher Imretem Pi Bemei Meriva. It's written in the Pshat.
Yeah. Okay,
nothing written about the golden calf. On the surface, nothing is written on the golden calf. Only Moshe Rabbeinu is blaming Aaron. But I don't think that God is blaming him.
Ah, Moshe Rabbeinu is
blaming
Aaron.
Yes. Why did you do this?
Yes, of course.
Ah.
It's not God. So it's not so simple. You know, when you start looking into what's written, really written, you get a different picture. In other words, Aaron maybe did exactly the right thing, but the golden calf came out, so he had a shogeg. It was shogeg. So there is that's why he was bringing a different sacrifice from Am Yisrael, in order for the shogeg that he did, but he didn't have any intention, because on intention he couldn't bring a sacrifice. If you maze it, you're doing something by Kavanah, you cannot bring a sacrifice. So it's not so. Aaron, at the end of the day, did what he had to do.
So in other words, he should stop Moshe to eating the rock.
Yes, they were both there. You see, at the time, Moshe and Aaron is a very interesting relationship. Says who Moshe and Aaron, who Aaron and Moshe.
Yeah, I know.
They were like one.
Yeah.
And from the beginning, they're doing everything together. And both of them didn't go into Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
So when you look at the Moshe and Aaron, you realize that they are really like a couple. He is doing this job and he is doing his job, but they are all together. They all the time they are together. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, they are together, and they were both of them ordered to go to the rock and do what he did, and they both were punished. And that's where you have to ask the question what you ask now. Why is Aaron being punished? For what? It was Moshe Rabbeinu doing it. So it's not so simple.
Because Aaron didn't say.
Okay, we can go on.
Don't hit the stone.
What?
Aaron didn't say.
Exactly, yeah. He was with him. He could tell him, no, don't hit the stone. Whatever. It doesn't matter now. The idea is that they were together. They were together in it. It's like the golden calf. What did Am Yisrael do in the golden calf? They didn't worship the idols.
No, they didn't worship. They didn't say anything.
Exactly. That's what we're punishing till today.
And in Bar Kamsa and Kamsa, I say the same thing. The Rabbanim didn't
It's the same story.
The
same story. You cannot hide yourself. If you have the power to have to influence people, you have to do it. You have to try. The main thing.
Now it's the same in the political.
It's all
now
it's nothing. Shlomo HaMelech said, "Nothing is new. Whatever was is going to be." You want to know what's going to happen tomorrow? Look at what happened yesterday. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. The problem is we don't learn from our mistakes in the past. Bezrat Hashem, we have to try to do the small thing that we can do. Each one in his home, try to do. And you don't know, even the smallest thing, and by the way, all the big things started from a small thing. So it's not say, it's not in my power, who am I to do anything? Each one of us got powers. Now we're talking here, tomorrow you'll talk with your children. They will talk with their friends. And suddenly you found out that 50 people know about it. And then 100, and then 200. That's the way it goes. So you shouldn't give up and say, okay, who am I to do anything? Why not? We start with small, but when we do something, we move. We move things. The influence is there.